correct me if I'm wrong, but you started stand-up in about 1979?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. So what does that make it? 30?
I'm an English major, sorry, no help here.
Okay, wait. So it's 39 years, is that right? If I started 78, no, 79, and now it's, yeah. I think it's 39 years. Oh, my gosh. That's big. It's got to be, because last year I kept saying 38 years.
Since 79 on that 39-year journey, when did you become so interactive with the audience and so improvisational? Because I think that's among the things people love about you.
Well, one time years ago I made an independent film. It's a very bad independent film, but it was an independent film. And we made it in North Carolina. And there was a scene where we needed a cow. We needed just one cow in a scene. And so we needed to separate out a cow from the rest of the cows on this ranch. So we go to this ranch, and I watch this man who was very soft-spoken, was the ranch guy. He says to his dog, which was about, a foot high, if that, teeny little dog, he tells it to go get a cow. And in a few minutes, the dog has gotten a cow. And then he says, practically whispers to this dog, he says, come by, Rose. Rose was the name of the dog. And it was the most extraordinary thing I've ever seen in my life. And I looked up at the guy afterwards, and I said, how the hell did you do that? And he said, the hardest thing is getting the dog not to do that. And that's sort of me as a comic, I think. From the very first time I went on stage as an open micer, you got 5 minutes, and there were lots of people who wanted to do open mic night, so you really were supposed to stick to your 5 minutes. And I had memorized these jokes I had written for myself. It was 5 minutes to the second. But the minute I got on stage, I saw something that distracted me. I forget what it was now. So I talked to somebody, and, the next thing I know, I don't know where I am in time in my 5 minutes. And because I went over, and of course it makes everybody mad, now I figure, okay, the worst thing I can do is talk to somebody in the audience. I've never been able to not. And I forget at what point I finally figured out that I should drop the struggle not to, because that was the magic of the night. But I really, when I began, I thought it was like a liability. I thought it was like a really bad thing. It meant that I was somehow undisciplined, which I guess I am.